Then in Maseches Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, known as Perek Chelek, Mishnah tells us that Kol Yisrael Yeshtem Chelek Olam Haba, with various exceptions, and one of them is an apikoris. And there the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos writes that the definition of apikoris is one who is Eino Mamin B'Yisodos HaTorah. Interesting that when it comes to, right, the Hashkafas HaTorah, the Dini HaTorah, there are certain ikarim. There's an ikar in a tafel. There's certain yesodos. And if a person denies that which is of prime significance, so therefore that's considered to be a person who is not mamin in the Torah session. And therefore the Rambam formulates the ikari emuna, what we recite, many of us after davening, the ani mamin. That's paraphrasing what the Rambam writes in Perek Chelek, that there are indeed ikari emuna. And the first ikar that the Rambam has is that one has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Umanheg L'chol Habruim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu A is the Borei, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is a Manheg. Borei is something which is absolutely essential, Parshas Breishis, Bria Shemaim Varetz. You have to believe, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. And that's necessary, but not sufficient. You have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaMechadish B'tufa B'choyam Tamid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manheg who recreates and who impacts on every aspect of day-to-day life. When we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Borei, so we reference, the Ramban writes, that Bria Shamayim Varetz, after all, Kisheshes Yamim. That is our affirmation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. And when you look in Aseres HaDibros, and Shmos and Perachaf, when it comes to the mitzvah of Shabbos, the Torah tells us, obviously, we have a Chiyuv Darais of Shmir Shabbos, and the basis is Kisheshes Yamim. Our observance of Shabbos, right, is our manifestation. It's the Eidos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed is considered to be a Borei. When you look in Yerushalmi, Perek Aleph of Maseches Brachos, that's where the Yerushalmi writes that Shabbos is considered to be the Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah HaTorah, that Shabbos is set apart. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed of Shabbos that there's something in common of Shabbos and Avodah Zarah. Just as a person is Oved Avodah Zarah, so in such a case, he denies HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah Hashem. The same thing is true when it comes to Shabbos as well. That's what Rashi writes in Chulin and Daf Hei, that's why a person who's a Mechalel Shabbos is that he's considered to be a Mumer B'chol HaTorah Kula. Because after all, a person who's Mechalel Shabbos, he's Kofer B'masav, right? He denies the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed the Borei Olam. And the flip side is what the Gemara writes in Shabbos and Kuf Yates, that on Shabbos we always recite Vayichulu, because Vayichulu is our affirmation. The Lashon HaGemara is that if a person recites Vayichulu, that Malav HaKasuv, that's viewed as though a person is a Shutaf im HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Briyas Shamayim Varetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and a person recites the word Vayichulu, so therefore that's considered to be an affirmation, a form of Ahagadas Eidus. The Mechaber writes in Reis Samaches that that's why we stand for Vayichulu. We say it Ba'amida. It's a form of Eidus. And Eidus is Ba'amida. The Mishabur writes in Sivkat Niyotes that that's where the practice comes from of saying it together with others, or at least saying it together with another person, right? Because after all, that's considered to be a form of Eidus regarding Kadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world. There is a Chazon Ish that disagrees, not with the Yesod, obviously. The Chazon Ish writes in Siman Lamed Ches, in Or HaChaim, that it's not formal Eidos that requires the recitation of Shnayim, and therefore, if a person is davening a longer Shmon Esrei and you finish, the Chazon Ish writes that V'nira Ein Lahader Achar Shnayim, you don't have to go to your neighbor and say, you know what, say Vayichulu together with me, right? That is a practice that the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Reis Samaches. The Chazon Ish writes, it's not that miskeres of Eidos. That's not even how you give Eidos, no? Eidim come to Bez, and we don't say one, two, three, go, and all of a sudden, Eidim all speak simultaneously, no? Eidos is always that which is bazachar zeh, but in order to demonstrate, Vayichulu is not just a tefillah, but it's considered to be that which is a form of Hagadas Eidos. So therefore, right, the Mechaber writes that we stand for Vayichulu. And when it comes to Kiddush, we incorporate Vayichulu into the Kedusha Seyom and the Kiddush in and of itself. And therefore, that's what we point to. Bria Shamayim Va'aretz and Shabbos. The Ramban points out, when you look in the Aseres HaDibros, in V'yeschanan, in Devarim Hey. The Torah also underscores Shabbos. Shomer Sema Shabbos Lakadsha. And there the Torah makes a different association. V'zacharta ki eved ha'yisa v'eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah goes and now associates Shabbos with Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because as the Ramban comments, that Shabbos points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a bore, but a bore is just the beginning, necessary, but it's not enough, it's not sufficient. You have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu also as the manhig. And when we speak about manhig, we speak about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeisicha. Not enough to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu impacts. And therefore the Torah tells us, you have to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim and V'zacharta L'man Yanuach. No? And Poshub Shat Naposit means that our Shmira Shabbos. There's a comment of Ibn Ezra that writes in V'yeschanan that perhaps that V'zacharta Kyevet Ha'isa and L'man Yanuach is a specific reference to Shvisa Savadim. But the Ramban is the one who writes in the broadest sense that the entire institution of Shabbos is made not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Borei, but Borei and Manhig goes hand in hand, and therefore Shmavis no doubt has a dual connotation. Where indeed do you see that this is true? The relationship of Shabbos and Bria Shamayim is obvious, no? That's Vayechulu. Where do you see the relationship between Shabbos and Yetzias Mitzrayim? So that no doubt is clear from several different pekoros. You know, the Mishnah in Shabbos Nafayin Gimel lists the Avos Malachos of Shabbos. And the question is, of course, that what is its source? How do you know that indeed there are Lamatas Malachos? No doubt that this is our Mesorah. But what exactly is referenced in the Mesorah? When you look at the Sugya, on Shabbos Naf Mem Tesim Beis, Mishkan. No? That the Chi of a Malach Shabbos is Kayotze B'Hoysa B'Mishkan. Mishkan. Heim Zoru, Atem Lo Sizru. In order to have Mishkan, Zoreh is necessary. So therefore that serves as a Malacha. In a fascinating machlokas, Rashi Rav Haigon, what exactly do we mean by Mishkan? Mishkan can either be Binyan HaMishkan, that's what Rashi always writes, Keseder. When you go through Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, whenever Rashi writes a source of a malacha, Rashi also writes the source of the malacha in terms of Binyan HaMishkan. And in the psich of the Gleital, right, the very opening, the Gleital writes, realize that there is a very fundamental machlokas, because whereas Rashi limits Mishkan to Binyan HaMishkan, Rav Haigon writes, Avodas HaKarbanos, Avodas HaMishkan. The Torah tells us this is what you do in the Mishkan. And no doubt there are many elements of Avoda that are not Doche Shabbos. You can't bring a Karban Nedava on Shabbos. So therefore, guess what? It must then be that Avoda that is not done on Shabbos, clearly that is Aser. And therefore, when the Torah tells us that Mishkan serves as the basis of Malachi Shabbos, right? Fascinating. Is it Binyan HaMishkan? Or is it considered to be Avodas HaKarbanos? You can take a look right over Shabbos, the Psich of the Gleital with Nafkaminas, as whether it's Binyan HaMishkan or whether it's considered to be Avodas HaKarbanos. But clearly, Mishkan plays a critical role. Are there other makoros? So I'll tell you two other makoros for Malachi Shabbos. One, but this is the Zohar in Parshas Pinchas. The Zohar writes the following: Bria Shamayim Varetz, Kaviyachol. A person is creating, a person is fashioning, a person is a borei. What do you have to do in order to go ahead and to Kaviyachol create a world? So guess what? These are the headings. These are the malachos of Bria. And therefore, well, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu needed to do in Bria Shemayim Varetz, we do not do on Shabbos because Kisheshes Yamim. Well, that's the Chiddush that the Zohar writes. You know, there's a convergence. It's as though HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. He built a world for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to build the Mishkan, Vosnei Mikdash, V'shachanti B'socham. And therefore, there are many parallels between Bria Shemayim Varetz and Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, right? Maybe in a fancy sense, that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is a microcosm of the entire world. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a world for us, and we Kaviyachol create a Mishkan and a Mikdash, a Vosle Mikdash, V'shachanti B'Socham. So not so surprising that you can find the Makoros of Shabbos embedded not only in Bria Shemayim Varetz, but also in terms of Mishkan as well, because that, no doubt, is a relationship. I once suggested the following, the Mishnah Avos, that the world stands on three pillars, Torah, Avodos, Gemilas, Chasadim. It sounds very beautiful. I'll ask you the following. What's the Makar? Where do you see that that's true? Where do you see that that's true? Where indeed that that's true? So one could suggest many, many different Makaros, but you know what I would suggest? The following, that what's true of the world is certainly true of Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash. And what are the Amudim of Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash? You know what the answer is? Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Now, if I ask you that, what are the kelim of the Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash? Isn't the answer as follows? Well, there's an Aron. There's a menorah. What's the purpose of the Aron menorah? That represents the Amud HaTorah. No? That it's Sivra. It's that the Aron, the Luchos, the Sefer Torah, Torah Shebitzav. And the menorah represents the Torah Shebal Peh. Then Siv writes that when Rabbi Tarfon would hear a beautiful chiddush, you know what he would say? You know what his phrase was? Kaftor v'ferech. Kaftor v'ferech. Where did that come from? No? Kaftor v'ferech. That's exactly the description of the menorah. No? That's considered to be like the radiance of, no? Many, many different bifakoros. But certainly that's true of the menorah, true of the aron, and the mizbachos. No? The Mizbah Salzahav, the Mizbah HaNechoshes, that clearly is Lamud HaAvodah. And the Rabban writes in the very beginning of Parshas Truma that the Shulchan is the Amud of Gemilas Chasadim. That's why it has the Lechem HaPanim. No? The Lechem HaPanim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Betuva, Bechasto sustains the entire world. And the Rabban explains how the Shefa Bracha that we have of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us stems from the Shulchan and Lechem HaPanim. Yeah, that's the Amud of Gemilas Chasadim. So I would just suggest the following, that if that's so obviously true for Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash, well, of course, that must be true of the entire world, because what is true of the world in its entirety, it is true of Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash in a microcosm. And therefore, not at all surprising that Shabbos, which is connected, is going to be rooted in Bria Shamayim Varetz, and it's going to be rooted in Avodas HaMishkan as well. Well, and then there's a Chiddush Tosus. A Tosus in Psachim Dav Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. There the top Tosus writes the following. There the Gemara points out this. And now we understand, of course, why it's necessary that, you know what? You have to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kedushas Hayom. Well, Sarech Shiyazker Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. A person is making Kiddush. So you have to acknowledge the significance of Shabbos. Oh, so you have to mention Bria Shamayim Varetz. Good, we start with Vayechulu. We mentioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei. But that's not enough. You have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And how do you know you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Gemara quotes, Psachim Kuf Yud Zayin, Gzeira Shava. That when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddush, Zachar Yisrael Meshavis L'Kadsho. The Seras HaDibros. And that's the Gemara Brachos Tavchav, Shavuos Tavchav. That's Zechir Shona Beficha. You have to express Zechiras Shabbos, and that's the pasuk of Zachar Yom Shabbos L'Kadsho. And the Gemara has Gzera Shava of Leman Tizkar, Zachar Tizkar. Leman Tizkar, Yom Tzeischem Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecha. So the Gemara has Gzera Shava, Poshu Pshata, Din Daraisa, that Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom, that it's necessary to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't just mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. That's necessary, but that's insufficient. You also have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, Poshub Shadez, Adin Daraisa. And it's not, therefore, coincidental that when we make Kiddush, Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's fundamental. Yeah, because of the Aseres HaDibros, in Yisro, and Bishanan, that Shabbos is not only Keneged Bria Shamayim Varetz, Shabbos is also connected Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore both elements absolutely have to be expressed. So Tosus writes us, starting Chiddush, Tosus quotes a Medrash, that the source of Lamites Malachos is Avoda as an Eved in Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do we acknowledge Yetzias Mitzrayim? Wow. By refraining on Shabbos in doing that which we had to do, when we were avodim to Paro Mitzrayim. Also Tosus writes, the top Tosus himself, Kuf Yud Zayin Beis. And Tosus quotes a gematria, no? That Vayavina Mitzrayim is B'nai Yisrael B'forech, Perei Shchav. So Tosu says, if you use the gematria system of Atbash, the correspondence of the beginning of Aleph Beis to the end of Aleph Beis, so you know what Parech is. Tosu says it's Vav Gimel Lamed, Vigal. In Vigal, Tosu says it's Lamedes. No, this is Tosus. Tosus writes that the Shibud Mitzrayim was manifest in these Lamedes Malachos, and by being Shoves on Shabbos. So therefore, that is connected, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it's not just in Kiddush you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, that certainly is true, but even, above and beyond that, is something which is critical. Now, in terms of the whole Shmirah Shabbos, it's rooted in Bria Shemayim Varetz, it's rooted in Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, and it's rooted in Yetzias Mitzrayim. And therefore, again, this Din D'oraisa of Mazkirin Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. So if one were to ask, let's say, good, a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. There are many elements to Kiddush. You know, there's Kiddush B'Dvarim, and there's Kiddush Al Hayayin, that's a Sugyim Sachim and Daf Kuvav, Zachril Hayayin, and Erev and Daf Mem, Mavarech Sorach Shiitom, then you have to drink the wine of Kiddush as well. There's Dvarim, there's Yayin, there's Te'ima. You know, so if I were to ask you that, are all of these Daraisa? Are some of these Daraisa? You know, that's a fundamental machlokas for Shonin. If you look in that sugya, in Brachos and Shuas, Brachos Chav, Shuas Chav, you look in the sugya in Nazir, Gimel Beis Da'alam and Aleph, that there's such an incredible machlokas between Tosus and, right, the Mefarish, but Makom Rashi. But this is Rashi Shita. Does the Nazir drink the wine of Kiddush? It's like stunning. Machlokas Rishonim. Does the Nazir drink the wine of Kiddush? Because if drinking the wine of Kiddush is really necessary, Midaraisa, maybe that's not included in the Naziris. So that's where Tosus discusses, and Nazir and Av Gimel Beis, what exactly is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? The mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. And it's fascinating that Rashi Shita seems to be that Te'ima is part of the mitzvah. Wow. And Tosus says that certainly is not true. And Tosus has two deos. The first day, the primary day of Tosus, is Midaraisa, all you need is Kiddush B'dvarim. Kiddush B'dvarim. And that Gemara Psachim Daf Kavav, Kiddush Al Hayayin is only a Din D'Rabbanan. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Then Tosus has another day, a fascinating split. Kiddush Al Hayayin is a Din D'Oraisa. So to make Kiddush Al Hayayin, Kosho Bracha, that's a Din D'Oraisa. But any need to drink the wine, HaMavarech Sarach Shiitom, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. So Tosus says it's clear that a Nazir does not drink the wine of Kiddush. Why? Either because you don't need wine for Kiddush, or no, even if you need wine, you don't need Te'ima. You don't need Te'ima for Kiddush. And we assume the halacha like Rov Rishonim. That's Mefurish in the Rambam, Perachav Tesef Ocha Shabbos, that Kiddush Midarais is Kiddush Bidvar. Any need for anything more, Yayin, Te'ima, Kiddush B'makom Suda, all those dinim, those are dinim d'rabbanan. Midaraisa, Kiddush B'dvarim is considered to be sufficient. Well, so if that really is true, one could raise the following issue. If that really is the case, when do you fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush? When is that mitzvah fulfilled? You don't need b'makom suda. You don't need te'ima. You don't need yayin. All you need is Kiddush B'dvarim. So a pretty critical issue. So when do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush? Well, if you don't need any of these things, so you know what? Maybe the answer is the following. When a person expresses the Kedusha Sayom of Shabbos. And when does that expression take place? So that's what leads, right? Magen Avram, No Debi Yehuda. When a person davens. When a person davens Mariv, and he says, Ata kidash yashyama shulishmecha. You know what? That's a mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. That's a mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush. I'll tell you a very important Tosus Rid in Psachim Kuvav. Take a look at Tosus Rid Psachim. There are different Maduras. In the Tosus Rid, there are three different Maduras. No? So the Tosus Rid writes, the mitzvah d'araisa of Kiddush is Bidvarim. You don't need yayin, you don't need tim, you don't need suda. And therefore, the Tosfos read, right, just a bombshell. No, very important halacha. And therefore, of course, there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Why shouldn't there be? Why shouldn't there be a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur? You can't drink. Drinking is only din d'rabbanan. You can't have Kiddush Makom Suda. That's only din d'rabbanan. If the din daraisa of Kiddush is Kiddush b'dvarim, guess what? So there's a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. That's pretty important, no? When a person davens Marev on Yom Kippur, you know what? You're fulfilling the mitzvah of Zachar Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Mufurish in Tosfos Reed. I will tell you, you know what? Guess what? Shulchan Aruch Simen Samach. Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. So, you know, Kol Nidre Night, you're davening Marev. This is not just Marev, no? This is a mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. A mitzvah daraisa of Kiddush. The fact that I can't have everything else that normally accompanies the Kiddush, yeah, those are din rabbanan, but that's mafurish, right, in Tosfos Reed. Very important indeed that that's true. A mitzvah d'rais of Kiddush, which is Kiddush bidvar. So you don't need yayin, you don't need te'ima, you don't need makom suda, so I guess if that really is true, you know what, that, tefillah is enough for Kiddush bidvarim. If you look there in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, the Siman of Kiddush, that's like the known kasha of the Dogma Vava, the Noda Biyuda. So you know what? That poses a difficulty. Because typically, Noda Biyuda writes, men daven Mariv, women don't daven Mariv. You know, a man comes home from shul, he's only chayiv in Kiddush, Drabanan. His wife is obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah. Because that very Gemara, right? Brachas Chav, Shuvas Chav, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Hayom. So that means he is only chayiv Drabanan. And he's making Kiddush for his wife, for his daughters. They're obligating Kiddush midaraisa. Not to be a question, how in the world does that work? Why don't we assume no asid rabban, no mapik daraisa? That's the tzarechin of the dogma of Vava. To fill in. And you'll tell me the answer is obvious. No? Obvious? No, Rosh Hashanah Chavtes. There's a concept of yotze motzi. No? Good, I was already yotze. But you know what? Even if you're Yotze, Arvus dictates that you can still be Motze Acherim. I can read the Megillah 10 times. I was ready Yotze. I can read the Megillah for you. So a man was ready Yotze, so he can make Kiddush for his wife. No? A rush, right? That maybe is relevant, where the rush says that Nashim are lav benos Arvus ninim. That only applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. So the Noda Biyuda takes that like at face value. Arvus doesn't apply to women. Wow. Arvus doesn't apply to women, meaning that the man cannot be motzi the woman. You don't see yotze motzi. Sounds stunning, no? And that's indeed his tzarechi. That's the tzarechi. Maybe that's not at all what the rush means. It's true, it is a phrase in the rush. That certainly is true, but you know what? Maybe that's not what the rush means. That women are not bichlal, bichlar arvos, bichlar arvos. The Rosh is addressing the Gemara, that daf, brachos daf chaf, where the Gemara questions the following. Are women chayiv in birchas hamazon midaraisa or not? I would have thought yes. No? Why should women be exempt from birchas hamazon? It's not a zman grama. And women should be chayiv birchas hamazon. The Gemara suggests maybe not. Maybe the chi of women benching is only a din rabbanan. Not so clear. Rashi Tosus, no? Maybe it's because al arz hatova shenasanach. That's Rashi Shita. Maybe birchas hamazon is only if you have a chelek in Yerushas Aretz. And typically speaking, women not. For Tosus says, no, because of the Gemara later in brachos, daf memches, bris and Torah. You have to mention bris and Torah in birchas hamazon. Bris in Torah is an essential component of Birchas Hamazon. And women who are not obligated in Bris Milah and are not obligated in the root Chiyuv of Tamat Torah, so maybe they're only Chayiv in Birchas Hamazon, the Rabbanu. Well, so the Gemara says, L'may Nafkamina. L'may Nafkamina. Oh, well, can women be Motzi men in Birchas Hamazon? If they're obligated Midaraisa, then yes. If they're only obligated Midarabanan, then I would say no. Ein mechuya b'davar. Ein motzi aserabi midei chavasa. Even though they're obligated midrabanan, no asid rabanan, no mapik, Daraisa. So the Rosh is bothered by the following, but wait a second. The Gemara Bracha says later that if a person eats a kazayis, he can be motzi acher in birchas hamazon. Isn't that difficult, no? Because kazayis, is that a din daraisa? Is kazayis a din daraisa? So Rashi and Tosus Ashita is kazayis is only a din darabana. In order to be chayv in birchas hamazon midaraisa, ve'achalta v'savata, you need sviya. So if you eat kadei sviya, you're chayv in birchas hamazon midaraisa. If you eat a kazayis, you only chayv darabana. But yet, a person who eats a kazayis can be motzi, someone who eats kadei sviya. So don't you see that asi drabanan umapik daraisa? So what's the difference between a kazayis and kadei sviya, where we say yes, and a woman, where if a woman is only obligated midrabanan, she cannot be motzi, a man in benching is obligated daraisa. Do you say asi drabanan umapik daraisa, or do you not? So the Rosh writes, there's a simple teres to that kasha. A simple teres to that kasha. No? The Gemara of kazayis and kadei sviya is a man eats kadei sviya and a man eats a kazayis. What do you mean? Arvus. Arvus. I can be motzi on birchas hamazon. But the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chav is a woman who goes ahead and is a motzi man. Women are labanos arvus ninhu. Okay, the Rosh says it. The Rosh said it. Okay, so, yeah, I'm quoting a Rosh, the Novida says it. So, no, Rabbi Kivega writes this in the Simon of Kiddush, in Reish Shain Aleph, in this Kiddush. No, Rabbi Kivega writes, that's not what the Gemara means. You know what the Gemara means? Rabbi Kivega says the following. Arvus, is not a standalone chiyuv. Arvus is an extension of. That's what an arev is, no? Arvus means that if I am obligated in the mitzvah, I am responsible for this mitzvah. Responsibility means that I have to see to it that I perform the mitzvah, and I have to see to it that you perform the mitzvah. My chiyuv in mitzvah A is to see to it that this mitzvah is performed to its fullest, which embraces others. So therefore, I already performed the mitzvah. But if you didn't, part of my obligation in a given mitzvah is the arvus of that mitzvah. Well, that's Rabbi Kivega writes. So Rabbi Kivega writes very simply the following. If I'm obligated in the mitzvah, I'm obligated in the arvus of the mitzvah. But let's assume the following. Let's assume a person is exempt from a mitzvah. Exempt from the mitzvah. If you're exempt from the mitzvah, can you be obligated in the arvus of the mitzvah? Arvus is an expansion of the mitzvah, no? My obligation, the mitzvah means, tier one, perform the mitzvah. Tier two, see to it that others perform the mitzvah. If I am not obligated in the mitzvah, can I be obligated in the arvus of the mitzvah? Rabbi Kivega writes, arvus is not a standalone chiyuv. Arvus is an expansion of your chiyuv in the mitzvah in of itself. That's what the Rosh means. If you're talking about a man who is obligated in Birchas HaMazon, a man is obligated in Birchas HaMazon, a man is obligated in the Arvus of Birchas HaMazon. So a man can be motzi, a man in Birchas HaMazon, even if the man who's reciting the Birchas HaMazon only ate a kazayis, and the one who is being motzi ate a kadei sviya. Arvus. But the Gemara Brachos Nafchav is arguing as follows. Maybe midaraisa women are exempt from Birchas HaMazon. For whatever reason, Yerush HaSaretz, Bris and Torah, women are exempt from Birchas HaMazon. Oh, so if you're exempt from Birchas HaMazon, can you be obligated in the arvus of Birchas HaMazon? That's what the Rosh means. Women who are exempt from Birchas HaMazon are not included in the arvus of Birchas HaMazon. So therefore, if a woman is only obligated in Birchas HaMazon midrabanan, meaning midaraisa she's exempt, midaraisa she can't be motzi man in Birchas HaMazon. But if you're dealing with the mitzvah women are obligated in, such as Kiddush, of course there's arvus. Men can be motzi women, and women can be motzi men. No, Rabbi Kivega writes, there's no klal, that women are exempt from arvus. You're exempt from arvus if you're exempt from the mitzvah. So that's the context of the Rosh. Women who are exempt from the mitzvah, berachas hamazon, cannot be motzi a man who's obligated. Kol mi she'eino mechuyav b'davar. I'll say arvus. No, not if you're eino mechuyav b'davar. That's the chiddush of the Rosh. There's no arvus if you're eino mechuyav b'davar. That's an important yesod. Now, that's the chiddush of. When do we assume that asid rabbanon umapik? That's an important ta'ara. So therefore, the Gemara writes that, you know what? What about the Kiddush case? That's Rabbi Kivega writes, not like the Noda Biyuda. A man can make Kiddush, and he can still make Kiddush a second time for his wife. Not only if he davened, even if he mamish made Kiddush, because there's arvos. And if men are obligated, if women are obligated, of course, the arvo kicks both ways. That's Rabbi Kivega. And then Rabbi Kivega throws in that extra line, which is an important Kiddush now. We've discussed that on other occasions. And who says that women, when they sit down for the Shabbos Suda, are only obligated in Kiddush Drabanan? If Kiddush Midarais is Bidvarim, so maybe any acknowledgement that it is Shabbos is enough for Zachar Sema Shabbos Lakasha. That's Zechira Shabbos. So if the husband walks into the house and they greet each other and say, good Shabbos, wow, that also is a Kiyum. You don't need Shmon Esrei Midaraisa. You need a Zechira. Isn't that a Zechira Shabbos? So Rav Kivega writes an interesting Kiddush, that Kiddush Midarais does not require a description of Shabbos, but rather an acknowledgement that it is Shabbos, and that's considered to be sufficient. Well, that's something which is important. And maybe, you know what, maybe at the conclusion of Shabbos, if you say Gutvach, or you say Shavuot Tov, maybe that's enough for Havdalah Midaraisa. No? Yayin only Adin D'Rabbanan. Even the Rambam Shita that Havdalah is Daraisa, it means an acknowledgement that Shabbos has arrived, Shabbos departs. Maybe that's considered to be that which is sufficient. Well, that's an important ara. That's all the Rabbi Kiveger here in the Siman of Kiddush, in Reish Shayin Aleph, and Arachayim. So the Menchas Chinuch points out the following. Right, the Menchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kiddush, Mitzvah Lamed Aleph. I agree. Kiddush HaMakom Sud is only Dinder Rabbanan. I agree. Kiddush Alayin is only Dirabanan. I agree. Te'ima is only Dirabanan. I agree. All you need is Kiddush Bedvarim. But you need Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, that's a Gemara. Psachim Avkuf Yazayin. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Kiddush Hayom. You need Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And guess what? A man davens a Shmon Esrei. A 9-minute Shmon Esrei. No. On Shabbos. No. That's really long. No. Everything with incredible hislavos. But he didn't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Menchas Chinuch writes that the whole assumption of this kasha and the whole comment of the Magen Avraham that you're Yotzei with Tefillah. How are you Yotzei with Tefillah? I admit you don't need all the accoutrements. You don't need pas, you don't need te'ima, you don't need yayin, but you do need the gzereshav of zachar tizkar. That's machlokas. That you need. So, where does this assumption come from that if you daven mariv, you're mekayem the mitzvah of kiddush d'araisa? You know, if you hold that Kiddush on Yantif is a Din D'Araisa, Reb Chaim assumed that's the Rambam Shita, that Kiddush not only on Shabbos, even on Yantif is D'Araisa, that's Mefurish Shita Kobetzis and Beitz and Daf Dalet, that Kiddush on Yantif is a Din D'Araisa, oh, that's good, so the whole Shir now comes alive. Because when a man davens Mariv on Yantif, he doesn't only mention the Yantif, but guess what? Zeich Yetzias Mitzrayim. Oh, that's good. Or you'll tell me, oh, it's a Yantav Shechal B'Shabbos. Guess what? On that Shabbos, he mentioned Yetzias Mitzrayim in Shmon Esrei. That's good. But on a typical Shabbos, Menchas Chinuch writes, he doesn't think that's a kasha at all. A man is not Yotzei. So how does the Magen Avraham write that you are Yotzei, Reishayin Aleph, Lo Kash, Lo Yehuda, Lo Kash, Rabbi Kiveger, the Teretz Rabbi Kiveger? The answer should be, no. Kushim Eikar Alessa. You're not mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush. We need to have a marriage. So this Mishnah Berurah addresses in the Bir Halacha, and that's Simin, Reish Ayin Aleph. In the Mishnah Berurah writes a couple of possibilities. Maybe one possibility, Bir Halacha says the following. It's true, you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim Bechara Machta, B'Neshima Achas, with Shabbos, but you did mention Yetzias Mitzrayim 5 minutes ago in Kriya Shema. So, Kriya Shema is Yetzias Mitzrayim, and now Shemar Esrei of Shabbos. So, the one and one, you put the two together, and guess what? You don't have a simultaneous acknowledgement of Shabbos in reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you do refer to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, that's a fascinating chiddush. That maybe that's enough. One could argue maybe that's not enough, not because of a din hefsek. You have to relate the Yetzias Mitzrayim to Shabbos. To Shabbos. Not the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That Shabbos is connected to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Aseres HaDibros and Ve'eschanan. Maybe one could argue that's not true. That it's not enough to truncate and to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then 5 minutes later, mention Shabbos. You have to incorporate, right, the Shmir Shabbos says, Riyah Shemayim Varetz, as well as Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or the Mishnah Berurah suggests, you know what, maybe that Gemara, Pesach Kuf Yud Zayin, of Zachar Tizk, is only an Asmachta. It's not a bona fide Gzeresha. When the Gemara says, Sarah Shiasker Yetzias Mitzrayim, Bekiddush Hayom, that's only a Dinder Rabbanan. In which case, Midarais, indeed you are Yotzi. I would suggest somewhat of a different nuance. And I'll tell you, I think that they're parallels. They're parallels. Yeah. I think when it comes to certain mitzvahs, you know, many mitzvahs, there's a clear Maisa mitzvah. Good. But you have a whole host of mitzvahs that are mitzvahs hatlios bedibur. No? Mitzvahs that are fulfilled ayyadei amira. Kriya Shema, Birchas HaMazon, and Tefillah, and Kiddush, Havdalah. The list goes on. No? Mitzvos that are Tliyos B'dibur. And here I'll tell you the following Kiddush. That there are two different types of mitzvos at Tliyos B'dibur. I'll tell you, one example is Kriya Shema. The same example, let's say, is Mikra Bikurim. Another example is Avidei Maaseh. You'll ask me, what do all of those have in common? You know what I'm going to tell you? I'll tell you the following. A, it's a mitzvah to leave a dibur. But B, I think B is pretty critical. You know what? What dibur? Who's dibur? What dibur? The Torah provides the nusach. No? The Torah provides the nusach. The Torah doesn't just simply tell you, be makabal amalchus shamayim. The Torah provides the nusach of Kriya Shema. No? The parsha of Kriya. Whatever the mitzvah d'araisa is. Pasuk, Parsha, two Parshios, three Parshios. But the Nusach is Kosuv B'Torah. Then you have certain mitzvahs that are Tliyos B'Dibur, like Birchas HaMazon, or Tefillah, or Kiddush, where yes, it's a mitzvah Tliy B'Dibur, but a little bit unusual in the sense that the Torah doesn't provide the Nusach. The Torah doesn't provide the Nusach. What's the Nusach of Birchas HaMazon? Well, what's the nusach of Kiddush? What's the nusach of Tefillah? The Torah doesn't provide. So here I'll tell you the following. When you have a mitzvah tliya b'dibur, where the Torah provides the nusach is likuv. What about when you have a mitzvah tliya b'dibur, but guess what? The Torah doesn't provide the dibur. But I'm going to ask you the following question. What should I say? You know what? Birchas HaMazon. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your food. So what should I say? What exactly should I say? So I think probably intuitively you would say, you know what? Let's thank Hashem for our food. Okay, that's good. No? And guess what? Some smart guy is going to raise his hand and say, yeah, but there's more brachas tafem ches. You also have to mention bris and Torah. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, good. I wouldn't have thought of that necessarily. No? Okay, but you know, so I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Mazon. And I have to acknowledge Bris Milah, and I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Torah. You know what? When you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your food, you know, it's appropriate to expand, you know? A person is giving hodah. Don't limit your hodah just for this, but use the hodah as an opportunity for this and that, and this and that. No? Oh, so you know what? You're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the meal, but you know what? Seize the opportunity. Thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Guess what? Bris. Al bris l'shech samtim serenu. Al taros l'shtim atanu. But if I were to ask you, what is the heart and soul of Birchas HaMazon? You know, to use a brachos analogy, what is the ikar and what's the tafel? No? Wouldn't you agree that the essence of benching is thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food? And by expansion, when you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food, it's also appropriate to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for other things as well. Ah, and that includes Bris and Torah. For example, the Ritva writes, the Ritva is Mefurish. If you take a look in the Ritva and Maseches Brachos, and that's not Rav Kook. Now, so they have something else printed there also, Hilchos Brachos. The Ritva has a Chibur called Hilchos Brachos. So take a look in the Ritva and Hilchos Brachos, Vav Zayin. Mefurish in Ritva, that Bris and Torah is not Makev. It's not Likuva. You know, imagine a person benches and doesn't thank Hashem for food. You know what I would say? I would say that's not benching. That's not benching. No? A person washes, he has a good meal, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of being in yeshiva. You know? I would say no, that's not benching. It's true, but it's not benching. You didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food. Is it really the case that a person benches and thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for food? You know? So that was like a 4-minute benching, you know? But he didn't mention Bris Milah. Would you really say that, you know, that's not benching? That's the Chiddush of the Ritva. No, that is benching. It's appropriate to broaden. That's appropriate. But it's not li'ikuva. It's not li'ikuva. Wow. So the Ritva already points that out. You look in the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Seems clear from the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos and Beis Gimel that Bris and Torah is not li'ikuva. It's not li'ikuva. In other words, you have a mitzvah which is Tluya B'dibur, and the Torah doesn't provide the Nusach, and Chazal give us a direction of what the Nusach should be, and Chazal were Kovea Matbeya, but is every element necessarily Ikuva? Maybe the answer is no. That, you know what? The essence, the Hagdara of Birchas HaMazon is Hudal HaMazon. And part of the Prate HaMitzvah is Bris and Torah, but not every Prat is considered to be that which is Likuva, that which is Likuva. Oh, so maybe that's the Chiddush. Precisely in a Mitzvah Tliya B'dibur, where there is no Nusach, and there are different moving parts, but maybe not everything is equal. There's the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, and there's the Prate HaMitzvah. And I would tell you, I think very reasonably, that thanking HaKadosh for Mazon is the Ikar HaMitzvah, and Bris and Torah is part of the Prate HaMitzvah. And Prate HaMitzvah are not always Li'ikuva. We discussed in earlier Shiurim, a person performs Chalitza and doesn't do Chalitza. You'd probably say that's not Chalitza. No? How can you do Chalitza without Chalitza? A person does Chalitza, he doesn't spit. He doesn't do Rekika. Ooh, it's so obvious that that's not Chalitza. That's not Chalitza. Guess what? Rekika is not Li'ikuva. Chalitza is Li'ikuva. You're going to tell me, you know what, that the Rekika and the Kriya Saparsha, you know what? That's part of the Prate HaMitzvah. But the Ikar HaMitzvah, the Hagdaras HaMitzvah of Chalitza is Chalitza. How can you envision a mitzvah Chalitza? B'li Chalitza. Can I envision a mitzvah Chalitza without Rekika? Maybe yes. And guess what? Yes. It's not Makev. I'll give you another example. Tefillah, the Rambam writes, no, is a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, mitzvah to say this fellow b'chayom, tefillah daraisa. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs and Mitzvah Hey. So I ask you the following, the Torah doesn't provide a nusach. No? The Torah doesn't provide a nusach for tefillah. So I'm going to ask you the following question. What's an appropriate formula for tefillah? What's an appropriate formula for tefillah? So you know what I'm going to tell you? Learn through Gemaras. No, learn through the Midrashim. Take a look at the Rambam, the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah. You know what the appropriate Mizkeres is? Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah. Like, not for now, but fascinating. What's the Makar? But Mufurish, no? Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah. In other words, you have a mitzvah, which is Tuliyah B'dibur. Avodas HaTfila. And there's certain things that are appropriate when it comes to tefillah. Shevach, bakasha, hoda. But I'll ask you the following. Even though it's clearly appropriate, is it obvious that every aspect is ma'akev? Is that so obvious? Let's say a person didn't engage in bakasha. He gets up, shevach, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for whatever reason, bakasha was missing. Would I say that, you know what, that's not tefillah? Or would I say, you know what, that's like chalitz without rakika? Yeah, there's a formula, there's a miskeres. The appropriate nusach ha-tefillah should be A, B, and C. But it's not necessarily the case that everything is ma'akev. I'll give you an example. A person, right, is in a situation where he can't daven a whole Shemoneh Esrei. He can daven Havinein. No? Havinein is like seven brachas, no? Havinein has Shevach, Bakasha are combined into a single bracha, and then Hodah. Are you Yotzi with Havinein? Of course you're Yotzi with Havinein. What happens if you're really pressed? Mama Shatcha, you know, like, I can't even daven a Tilas Havinein. So you don't think my rights and brachas daf chavtes? Say something. No, nothing. Say something. That's called a tefillah ktsara. Say something. Hoshe Yisrael. No? Say something. You know what the Aviezvi writes from Shach in his Hagdama? That he didn't think you'd fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah with a tefillah ktsara. Havineinu, shevach, bakasha, hodah. You know? But then he writes, you know, he came across, the Sefer HaChinuch, Tav Lamed Gimel. And the Sefer HaChinuch and Tav Lamed Gimel writes that your Yotzei Tefillah Daraisa with the Tefillah Ktzara. Wow. Even though you don't have the Mizgeres of Shevach Bakash and Hodah. You know what I would suggest? Yeah, that's like example two. When you have a mitzvah HaTluya B'dibur, and the Torah doesn't provide a nusach. Not every element of the nusach that Chazal or Koveya is li'ikuva. The nusach is appropriate as prate ha-mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev in the ikar ha-mitzvah, the hadaras ha-mitzvah. So just like a person benches, as an example, and doesn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'rismila, the Ritzvah writes, I would say, you know what? You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you daven, but you don't engage in the bakasha, I wouldn't say nothing. It's not all or nothing. There certainly is a kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah, with shevach, with hodah, even if it lacked bakasha. Well, you know, there is a Magen Avraham, Simen Kufav, where the Magen Avraham writes, that Mishnah Brachos, Daf Chav says, women are obligated in tefillah. The Magen Avraham writes, in his time, women didn't daven. Yeah, but the Magen Avraham writes, but you know what? They get up in the morning, they say, Eiza tefillah, no? They say, Modani, no? So guess what? With that, they're Yotzei tefillah daraisa. So I'll tell you the same thing. But that has Shevach Bakash and Hodah. That has Shevach Bakash. You know what the answer is? See, according to Magen Avraham Furish, it's not Ma'akev. Even though that's an appropriate Mizgeres, but nonetheless, it's not ma'akev. Not every element is considered to be li'ikuva. Not every element is li'ikuva. And here I'll tell you the following. You know what? That maybe that's also true of a third example. Kiddush al yayin is only a din d'rabbanan. Kiddush makom suz is a din d'rabbanan. Tima is only a din d'rabbanan. All you need is kiddush b'dvar. So I'll ask you the following. I'll accept the same structure. No? The same structure. And if you don't mention Shabbos, I would say that's not Kiddush. But even though it's appropriate, Pesachim Kuf Yud Zayin, to incorporate Yetzias Mitzrayim as well, but is it so obvious that is li'ikuva? They'll tell me, yes, it's part of the mitzvah. No, but especially as a mitzvah hatluya b'dibur, where the Torah does not provide the nusach, It's not like you skipped half the psukim of Kriya Shema. The Torah doesn't provide the Nusach. See, even though it's appropriate in benching to mention, and it's appropriate to elaborate in Kiddush, to elaborate on the theme of Bore, and elaborate on the theme of Manhig, but does that necessarily mean that it is absolutely the Ikuva? Like that Rabbi Kaveger, that if you say, good Shabbos, that's enough. If you acknowledge that Shabbos, that's sufficient. Or I will tell you, certainly, if you daven a Shmoneh Esrei, and you mention so many aspects of Shabbos, even if, for whatever reason, Chazal were not koveya Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Nusach of Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, but nonetheless, that's not enough for Zachar Shem HaShabbos, the Kadsho. The person just spent 5 minutes, right, with the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. That's not a Zechira Shabbos. You'll tell me that there's an element that's missing. You know what I'll tell you? Yeah, that element you're going to gain when you are Mekadei Shalayayin. But it doesn't mean that that which you did is nothing midaraisa. Nothing midaraisa. It's similar to Berachas HaMazon, similar to Tefillah, a mitzvah which is Tuliyah B'Dibor, Tuliyah B'Dibor, where the Torah doesn't provide the Nusach. Not everything that is appropriate in terms of the Pratei HaMitzvah is necessarily considered to be that which is Likuva. So perhaps that's the Yisod and the answer to the Minchas Chinas Kasha, that Enochinami, Mefurish and Magen Avraham, you'll fulfill the mitzvah Tefillah D'Oraisa when you daven Ma'ariv, Mefurish and Ode B'Yudah. And you don't necessarily have to assume, like the Mishnah Berurah writes, you know, that 5 minutes earlier. You know, the Rambam writes Havdalah also is Daraisa. And Havdalah you don't mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's the same mitzvah. Zachar Shem HaShabbos. Oh, so you tell me the following. Oh, you know what? You're Yotze because not 5 minutes earlier. No? Not really 5 minutes earlier. No? Because a long time ago, you mentioned Kriya Shema, Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we'll take the Kriya Shema of Yetzias Mitzrayim and couple that with the Havdalah later, and we'll combine those two elements. No, in terms of the Ikar Hagdaras Havdalah, of course. Havdalah Mavli Ben Kodesh L'chol. A part of that means, no doubt, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe that's alluded to in Ben Yisrael Amim. But it's not necessarily that which is considered to be Likud. It's an important approach to Mitzvah Satzlias B'Dibor when the Torah doesn't provide the particular Mitzvahs. Okay, so Mr. Shem will pick up Sunday. Okay, and then, please.